There's so much astronomy history, so many important people, Galileo, Copernicus, Ptolemy, all this. One of the astronomers that I'm most identifying with, if you will, was Johann Kepler. In my third grade, where I got introduced to astronomy, we had to pick something to work on, and I worked on Kepler's three laws. Kepler is the first astronomer ever to really know how the solar system is designed and how it worked. Copernicus started it, and he gets all the fame because he put the sun in the middle, although he actually wasn't the first one to do that. A Greek did that first, but Copernicus gets all the newsprint. But Kepler was the first one to really get it right. And he was also a bit of a loner and a bit of an oddball, and I felt that way as an 8-year-old. Because I had this science interest nobody else did. So I learned even how to do squaring and cubing, to do Kepler's third law, and to work out that they were equal. And so ever since, I've been fascinated by him, and I've gone to some of the places he lived at, including the place where he came up with the third law. I've actually been to that place. And to me, I've stepped back in time to almost meet this guy that I empathize with so much. The only other person, astronomer, who I really identified with was William Herschel, because he was the first real surveyor of the sky. And I would do the same thing he did. I would aim the telescope at a point and have my little watch going and see how long before something interesting showed up. And that was my kind of astronomy. So historically, I'm usually looking back at these two guys as inspirations.